This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
Well, hello, America. Straight up and down, top of the hour. This is Bill Martinez coming at you live. Good to have you along with us as always, sharing a part of your day. We've got a whole lot to go over with you today. Coming up, we've got the former congressman, the one and only Bob Beaupre. We're going to talk about Iowa and New Hampshire. Rather cold there. We're hoping to speak to one of the Washington Examiner reporters. He is caught where the weather is rather frightful. And, you know, a little bit more dramatic than what it is in Las Vegas. Hillary Clinton looked out the window and said, you know, Shane, can you believe it? She looked out the window and says, it's snowing out there. That's proof. That's absolute proof of global warming. I mean, let me tell you, ladies and gentlemen, I mean, if you want to have fun, go ahead and, you know, make fun of that and say, okay, that's proof of global warming. But in a serious conversation, that doesn't pass the so what test, does it?
Yeah, I don't know that that's warming, you know. Seems kind of backwards to me, maybe.
Well, I don't. Yeah, you know, it is all inside out as long as you keep everybody confused. I mean, it's just like, you know, this whole situation, you got 97% of scientists agreeing that, you know, global warming is a fact. You know, that's not even positioned and posited in, you know, proper scientific terms, not to mention the fact that I don't know that you can get 97% of any kind of scientists
to agree
on anything. Exactly. I mean, that's as bad as, you know, President Obama when he ran for re-election, and what was it, some like 58, 59 voting districts in Pennsylvania voted 100%.
Right.
I mean, you know, anytime you deal with a government and government numbers, it's this new government math. I mean, how do you believe them? Whether, you know, they're talking about, you know, whether it's, you know, global warming when they use the number unemployment, which is absolutely disgusting to me. You know, when they talk about, well, we can manage the employment issue, we'll just shrink the workforce. But like all of a sudden, you're going to tell me, Shane, that people aren't going to want to go to work. They can't provide for their family. You know, what they're not addressing is the fact that we have created a whole new labor force in this country, and that is the non-contributing labor force that have been designed by default just to take. They pay their taxes when they go buy groceries and that sort of thing, but they're working under the table. And I'm telling you, there are millions and millions of dollars out there right now that, you know, you look at overseas and you say, well, we got, you know, I don't know, you hear a number of $1 to $3 trillion in corporate money just lying there off the coast because they don't want to bring it here because it's going to be taxed so immensely. Well, what about the millions of dollars here in every man's money that's just, it's kind of circulating, but, you know, it's not paying for, you know, the roads, or it's not paying, you know, the welfare checks and some of these entitlement things that the rest of us are covering right now. Because, and I understand, look at, you got to survive and you've got to put, you know, food on your table for your family. But meanwhile, the government wants us to believe that you're not working and you're not participating. So I think it's going to be an uphill battle somewhere down the road when this economy actually turns, as opposed to what it's doing right now. Although people would want us to believe that it has turned, I'm still not seeing it. But again, it's that new government math that they use, whether it has to, you know, no matter what agenda that it fits. But hey, it seems to work for them, whether we're talking about the economy or anything else, foreign policy wise. I mean, the president says, hey, we're absolutely better off. I mean, you know, look at the you know, when he starts running out the calculus and that, boy, I'll tell you, it makes you just a little bit nervous. Well, stay with us, America. We've got more coming up right here on Bill Martinez Live.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be The Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
You better stop me. What's that style? Everybody look what's going on.
Hey, we're back with you, America. 6 minutes after the top of the hour, I am Bill Martinez. Bob Beaupre, political analyst, former congressman, chairman of the Colorado Republican Party, dairy farmer, banker, real estate developer, overall good guy, is with us. Bob, always good to have you with us. How you doing, sir? Happy New Year.
Happy New Year to you, Bill. It's good
hey,
to be with you.
We got a lot to talk about here. Iowa, New Hampshire, right around the curve, coming at us fast. And, boy, the candidates are trying to gain ground because, you know, come New Hampshire, this field's going to be whittled out. I'm talking about the GOP side rather rapidly, isn't it?
Yeah, certainly by South Carolina, the third one, and they all come in rapid-fire succession. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, we're within 30 days of, I think, finally getting a little sorting out of the field and some clarity to who's really going to be in this race. It looks right now like it's narrowing down to probably three. I don't want to be disrespectful to any of the others. I guess you could say five, but clearly Trump, Cruz, Rubio, maybe Christie and Carson are still in this thing. We will see, not before very long, as you said.
Yeah, well, Christie's fighting hard to gain some ground, focusing more on New Hampshire, his ground game very aggressive there. I think it seems that he, you know, he's got presence in Iowa, but New Hampshire, South Carolina are probably the two big ones for him, right?
Yes, and especially New Hampshire. If he can,
yes.
If he can have a good showing in New Hampshire, I think currently, though, when we say current polls, most of them I've looked at, with one exception, are all about a month or more old, so we really don't have new data. I expect we'll be getting some of that this week. Christie's betting the farm on New Hampshire. If he can have a good showing there, it probably bodes well for maybe a little bit of a boost out of South Carolina. But you know, we're in the time frame now where at least a top four showing, and probably more realistically a top three showing, is mm-hmm. pretty critically important for most of these guys.
Well, Cruz and Rubio battling it out. It's getting a little tired there. They want to talk about Rubio's shoes more than anything else here.
yeah, getting a little tired. You're right when you're talking about footwear. Yeah.
So, you know, Rubio, was favored there for a while, and then Ted, went by him in the fast lane. And, you know, so he's been there, and, to the point that, Trump's got him in his crosshairs.
Iowa sets up really well for Ted Cruz. A strong evangelical vote there. I've long thought, I know what the polls say, but I've long thought Iowa's rural population or evangelical population probably not the best territory for a Donald Trump. And as some of the Trump support, and certainly a lot of the Ben Carson support, appears like it's moved to Ted Cruz. We'll see in 3 or 4 weeks now what really. really shows up at caucus. But, yeah, I think I was set up very well for Ted Cruz.
Yeah, Donald Trump needs to find a verse in the Bible he can relate to when he brings up that that's his...
Yeah, that may be a challenge for Donald.
Right, exactly. Well, you know, he says he's got one, and he just doesn't want to, you know, it's personal, I guess. So,
yeah.
as it should be, and all that's fine and well, but he's got to answer that question if he would have any hope. But I think he's there to make some presents, give some free rides, and, you know, move on to New Hampshire, you know, free rides on his his jet or his helicopter, I guess, you know.
And New Hampshire seems to still be pretty warm for Trump, pretty good territory according to the polls. Again, most of them a month or more old, but we'll see. There is a big difference, and you know this, Bill, between some of this polling data. It's one thing to answer your phone and say, yeah, I'm for this guy or for that guy. It's quite another to show up and actually vote in a primary, or in the case of Iowa, to get off the couch, to leave your dinner table and go to a caucus on the 1st of February. So
right.
It's critical who shows up, and I think everybody's been rightfully a little suspect of the Trump campaign for how well organized are they, how good of a ground game do they have in these first critical states. We'll soon see.
Well, and he's starting to spend some money.
Yeah, he is. Running some ads. I didn't think they were, his first ad is particularly profound, but at least he's running some and looking like more and more like a real campaign. What you can't dismiss, and there's no doubt about this, he draws big crowds. I think a lot of it is just pure curiosity. They want to see the guy, the big celebrity. Whether that translates into somebody actually marking a ballot for him or not, again, we've got to wait and see, but we don't have to wait much longer.
No, not at all. We're getting right down to it. And the other thing that we're seeing, Bob, which is encouraging in terms of the process, and that is we've got more people talking because of Trump. We have more people talking about politics, and they're becoming more aware. So I think that's a positive. And I would not be surprised if we find a kind of a new voter base that comes out because, you know, the Republican Party for a long time, as you know, has been saying, look, we need to spread out the tent pegs here and broaden the tent. Well, you know, Trump's doing it for them. They're just not liking the way he's doing it, I guess.
Yeah, I've tipped my hat to the Tea Party movement for a long time for that same reason, that it engaged a whole lot of people, some of them new to the process, that finally said, you know, something's really screwed up with my country, and we've got to fix it. And they engaged. I think that's always healthy. And if we see as a net result of this Trump phenomenon, and it is one, it's gone on for long enough now. You've got to recognize it for what it is.
Right.
If it gets more citizens fired up about the process and about fixing the mess that we find ourselves in, then I would hope that would be a net good thing.
And the people need to realize, Bob, that they are really they're at that vanguard. They are the vanguard. We the people. If we're going to get this thing fixed, we can't rely on Washington D.C. and the K Street lobbyists to fix this problem. They're the ones that created it, right?
Well, and they're also the ones with the vested interest in keeping it exactly the way it is.
Yeah, exactly right.
It is high time. You know, we say it often, but it is very true. Elections have consequences. We get the kind of government we deserve. And when people, one, don't even bother to register to vote, and if they do bother to register to vote, they don't bother to exercise their right and actually mark that ballot, you get what you deserve. And
exactly.
And a smaller and smaller minority of people end up choosing the kind of government we get. And Lord knows we've seen enough problems.
Well, we've had too many people in this country check out, and we need them to check back in. And I think that's the gift that keeps on giving right now with Donald Trump. And, you know, and some people get frustrated because, you know, here they are, they're trying to reengage, and the media, the mainstream media, is, you know, attacking Trump, and it's getting, you know, a bit dirty here. And, you know, and they go, well, this is the reason why I didn't want anything to, you know, to do with this. And I kind of checked out. But, again, they need to reengage and get involved in the conversation and get involved with not only, as you say, registering to vote, but going out and vote. And, you know, hey, and don't go by yourself. Take a neighbor. Why not? Meet a friend. It's just about 14 minutes after the top of the hour. We've got more from Bob Beaupre.
Make a resolution for the new year and improve your health with exercise, a healthy diet, and plenty of water in 2016. Keeping your body hydrated is essential for your health. While tap water may look and smell clean, it may contain contaminants that are picked up on its journey to your faucet, which could be harmful to your health. Make sure your water is cleaner by using an at-home water filtration system, like Pure's Advanced Water Faucet Filter System, which can greatly improve the quality of your drinking water. Pure's faucet filter systems are certified to remove over 70 contaminants, including 99% of lead, 92% of pesticides, and 96% of mercury. The faucet filters last up to 3 months or 100 gallons of water and reduce 10 times more contaminants than a leading pitcher. Pure's faucet filter systems are easy to install and require no tools and start around $20, making filtering water at your home simple. Improve the quality of your water by filtering with Pure and raise a glass to your health and hydration this new year. For more information, visit pure.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral. Don't pick on the IRS alone. I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill. Sometimes I can even get it zeroed out completely.
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral.
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, but I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
You haven't experienced yogurt until you've tried Amasi, embodying health and flavor in a true whole milk, green-fed dairy beverage. Every sip pays homage to our old-world cows and the ancient culturing methods their milk benefits from. With over 30 probiotics, Amasi's undeniably nutritious, refined, cultured sensation bolsters your health and awakens your passion for dairy. Amasi's so good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to gcnteam.com.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Getting America back on track.
Mr. Gorbachev, tear down this wall. Wall.
Bill Martinez live.
House Select Committee on Benghazi going behind closed doors to quiz the former spy chief in a private interview. They want to know about these hidden Benghazi documents, as well as the shifting explanations that Petraeus provided about who and what was behind the attack. Let's start our coverage with Chief Intelligence Correspondent Catherine Harris live on the Hill there. And what are we learning about these CIA records, Catherine?
Bill, good morning. These records have not been provided to the Select Committee, and they are an internal communication system within the CIA known as Same Time. It's like a real-time instant messaging service for the intelligence community. This is essentially very raw flash traffic from the night of the attack in Benghazi. This will show who knew what and when, who was talking to who, and whether there was any real specific discussion of a video or a demonstration, or whether the people on the ground were only speaking of terrorism.
There'll be three things in it that are critical. First, atmospherics. What is the level of threat? What is the concerns? Second, who is talking to who? This is critically important. In a situation like that, you know exactly who's in charge, and you know exactly how things are coming down by the nature of the chat. And third, and most importantly, it's a record of everything that transpired in real time.
Here's the deal with the CIA. They crafted the talking points or finalized the talking points for the administration where the emphasis was on a demonstration. But we know from our reporting that on the night of the attack at the CIA annex, the evacuation was forced by a mortar strike. A mortar strike is indirect fire. That is what killed the two Navy SEALs who were defending the annex from the roof. A mortar strike takes planning, premeditation, and skill. There is no way anyone with knowledge in the IC or the military intelligence community would conclude that this was anything but a professional hit and not linked to a demonstration.
Well, our conversation with former Congressman Bob Rupre continues. Bob, you hear it right there. You know, this has just been a slow drip release of information regarding Benghazi and the CIA withholding real-time communication from the night of Benghazi. That is coming out. This does not bode well.
No, doesn't bode well, especially for Hillary Clinton, and it shouldn't bode well for Hillary Clinton. We still have, you know, in that clip, and you had a lot of information, good information in that clip, raising a lot of good questions. But the one question that's still out there is why has the State Department specifically been so painfully slow in releasing information that Congress has asked for, rightfully asked for, telling the truth about what happened that night? We should have been able to get the truth the next morning and the next several critical days after that morning. We should have gotten the truth from the get-go, and obviously we haven't. Hillary is still doubling down on a lie, and now basically calling, not basically, she is calling, the family members of those the victims of Benghazi, the four that died there, she's basically calling their family members liars for saying that she told them at Andrews Air Force Base in front of the coffins carrying their loved ones that it was, in fact, the video, and they were going to get the people responsible for that video. She now denies that she told them that. She denied it to George Stephanopoulos on his Sunday morning show, and she denied it recently in New Hampshire at an editorial board meeting, and was asked straight up in both cases, then who's lying? She says, not me. Well, there's only one other party in this in that conversation, and it's the family members that she told that to. And curiously enough, all of them have publicly stated exactly the same recollection of what she told them that morning, which was the same thing Susan Rice told the rest of us and the whole world that following Sunday when she said repeatedly, it was the video, it was the video. Why the cover-up?
Well, and the thing is, Bob, we know a lot, you know, more today than we did, you know, that night, you know, when we first heard it was about the video. And they keep throwing all these smoke screens up to detract from the facts that we do know. We know that it wasn't the video. We know that, you know, that our compound was attacked. We know that we lost an ambassador. I mean, there's a lot of things to know out of this deal, right?
And we know that our military and intelligence professionals and the folks on the ground in Benghazi knew it was a terrorist attack from the get-go. I think one of the big reasons that they don't want to tell us, and one they don't want to have to explain, still an unanswered question, What were the real reasons that
that
the ambassador was in Benghazi in the first place, and then why in the world, when assets were available, assets were spun up, we now know, why in the world didn't they at least attempt to get assets there in time to rescue these guys, to give them some cover? Why wasn't an F-16 sent to at least scrape the area and potentially, likely, would chase these guys away? And that second attack that was deadly to Woods and Doherty may have never happened.
Well, like anything, Bob, as you know, the follow-up to any lie is always worse than the lie itself. And
my mama
that's
taught
why,
me that. Bill.
Yeah, that's why they're covering this deal. And we've been saying, you and I have had this discussion before, there's shades of gun running going on. I believe the administration, of course, we're getting, you know, we're going into an election. You've got Candy Crowley even running cover for President Obama at the time when Mitt Romney, you know, hit this point. And, you know, the public has been duped three ways to Sunday on this, if I can say. And, you know, and the thing is next week we've got the movie 13 Hours coming out. And I don't know how much longer, not to mention the fact that you've got this open FBI investigation on Hillary Clinton's emails. How long does she last? And, you know, does she survive an indictment?
I don't know how she's not indicted already. I mean, the email scandal alone, we know from just what's been released from the State Department, just short of 1,000 of those emails contain classified information. Two of them highly top secret classified information. We know what happened to David Petraeus for far, far, far less.
Mm.
And this is supposed to be the smartest woman in the world by her own estimation. And the would-be next president, she somehow gets away with this.
I don't think so.
I'd be remiss if I didn't mention that I've not only read 13 Hours, I met two of the three guys that helped co-author that.
Mm-hmm.
I met the one they call Tonto and the one they call Oz.
Right.
I know who I believe in this story.
Yeah, without a doubt.
It's them.
Well, Bob, we got a couple of minutes left. You know, on your blog, it lit up when we were talking about the president's vacation schedule. I mean, when he goes out of office, I think we the people are just going to save a lot of money in vacation money because, I mean, the millions of dollars that are being calculated every time he goes on vacation is like, how many more vacations do we have to pay for now?
It's shameful. You know, by at least Andrew Malcolm's account, they've spent over $44 million with Hawaii now. It's well over $50 million on their own travel. The 2013, 2 years ago vacation, we now learn finally 2 years later that it cost us, the taxpayers, over $8 million to send them on their Christmas vacation. My dad taught me that you take care of the nickels and dimes, and the dollars take care of themselves. The reason I bring that old cliche up is that this, I think, you know, some say what's a little bit here and a little there when you got a $4 trillion budget. It is about the attitude that our leadership takes toward the taxpayers' money and being a good steward of it. And obviously,
exactly,
he doesn't care.
No, that's clear, and it is so arrogant. And as you say, in the face of what America itself, Main Street America, has been enduring for the last 7 years, I mean, you talk about counting pennies and figuring out every year, okay, how do we cut back, honey, another 10-15% in order to make this budget work? And then meanwhile, we read that the president is just spending millions of dollars on Hawaiian vacations and vacations, taking the entire family and everything else that goes with it. The former congressman from Colorado, Bob Beaupre. Bob, thank you as always. Happy New Year to you. It's 28 minutes after the top of the hour. Stay right where you are. We've got more coming up.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral. Don't pick on the IRS alone. I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill. Sometimes I can even get it zeroed out completely.
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral.
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
This is Dan Billett. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Did you know that home break-ins increase more than 100% during the holidays? It takes just 10 seconds for an intruder to kick in your door. But police response to a home alarm system is more than 20 minutes. And intruders are in and out of your home in 5 minutes. Thieves know that you're not home and have presents inside just waiting to be taken. And if you are home, how safe will you feel with an intruder lurking inside with your family? That's why police across the country are recommending you use Door Armor, proven to withstand.
Program, your calls, your opinions. Bill Martinez, live.
Welcome back, America. Bill Martinez here. We're live at 28 minutes before the top of the hour. It's always great to have you along with us. For more information on the show, BillMartinezLive.com. That's where you want to go. It's all right there. Give you all the information and all the connections that you need to know in our over 270 markets across these United States. And now on shortwave as well around the world. Well, Alyssa Milano is with us, and she's an actress, mother, businesswoman, and philanthropist. And just like every other working parent, this mother of two faces the daily challenges of balancing the demands of career and family while also maintaining a healthy lifestyle. Alyssa Milano joins us now along with the registered dietitian and chef Diane Hendricks to share some of her favorite tips on making smarter eating choices. Alyssa, Diane, welcome to Bill Martinez Live. How are you?
Hi, Bill. Thanks for having us.
Hey, great to have you here. Is everybody thinking, you know, hey, let's get healthy. It's a new year, time for new resolutions and all that, and let's do something different rather than turning over a new leaf and just finding an old one under it. Let's do something practical that makes sense, right, Alyssa?
Yes, absolutely. And by the way, like, I'm not big on the word diet, so anytime these resolutions come around, I always try to think of it as, like, how can I just be a healthier human?
No, that's a great point. Alyssa, you've been busy. I mean, you've got two kids with all the things that you're doing. You know, give us an update.
Well, my kids are 4 and 16 months, and wow, just the most delicious things ever. I love being a mom. And as far as, like, the work front, I am, you know, continuing to work on my clothing line. My show, Project Runway All-Stars, premieres in February, which is very exciting, and it's a great season. And on top of that, I've teamed up with Atkins and Diane here help me stay on target for this next year coming up.
Well, you sound like motherhood is done well for you and for your kids. You're enjoying it quite a bit, aren't you?
I really like it. Yeah.
I can tell.
I really like it. Mm. You know what it is? It's for me, I realized that, you know, everything that I thought I knew before I had kids, I knew nothing. My life, I really believe my life began once my babies were born.
Yeah. They have a way of training us, don't they?
Yes. Yes, they have a way of training us, for
sure. Those little critters, let me tell you. Chef Diane, you know, let's talk about some of the favorite cooking tips and recipes that can help us eat right and be healthy, like Alyssa referred to.
Yeah, there are so many great foods out there that I really wish that people would really go back to the basics and choose a diet that is at the base of it has a wide array of vegetables, fiber-rich carbohydrates, healthy fats like olive oil, avocado, and nuts. Greek yogurt, dairy, proteins like eggs, chicken, and fish. I mean, it's really to choose the foods that are the least processed and you know, and build from there. That's a big one, too. Everything is so processed nowadays.
Oh,
and it's,
exactly.
It's just not good for you.
Well, I've been working toward closer to raw as possible.
Mm-hmm.
And for me, it tastes better, too.
Right. Well, there's a lifestyle out there for everyone,
mm-hmm.
and if you stick to the basics, like I just said, of eating as natural as possible, I mean, you really can't go wrong.
Well, you know, Chef Ann, the big issue, of course, is weight gain. I mean, it still sticks in people's craw every year. Like, I got to lose that 10 pounds. It's been, you know, turning into 12 and 15, but this is going to be the year. What do we need to do to eat better and to really do something about this weight gain?
Aside from, like, what I said was to stay away from a lot of processed foods, I think cutting back on starches and sugar. I mean, as Americans, we just eat too many carbohydrates and too much sugar, whether it's in the form of eating or drinking. I mean, we drink a lot of sugared beverages. So I think cutting back on that is really a good way to kickstart the new year. I mean, really take your body really is your temple.
And portion control.
Yes.
Right.
Portion control is huge.
Yeah. You know, I've been seeing on the TV, speaking of portion control, Alyssa, I don't know if you've been incorporating this, but they have like these little containers that really help you in, you know, I guess having a good picture and a working model to manage portion control. And I've been incorporating that lately, and that's worked out pretty effectively for me. Have you seen that yourself?
I haven't used that, but I could see how it would be beneficial. Mm-hmm. But honestly, if you're eating good, healthy foods, you shouldn't have to concern yourself too much with portion.
Except with the carbohydrates.
If you think about it, I mean, I grew up in my dad's Italian, and we eat pasta all the time.
Well,
but, I mean,
right.
now that I'm older and knowledgeable, I mean, if you take your hand and make a very closed fist, that's almost two servings of pasta.
Wow.
Who eats that? You know, so
exactly.
when it comes to carbohydrates, you really want to just like cut way, 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 way down and then build your diet with vegetables and healthy fats and optimal proteins. And I think that's really the way to go. Because when you're eating vegetables, I mean, the sky's the limit.
Right.
Yeah, in a household, Italian household, much the same way, like Hispanic, Mexican household, if you were only to use a fistful of pasta or refried beans, your family would be looking at you like, what is wrong with this poor child?
That's right. And that's not even a fistful. I'm talking a closed fist, like almost close your hand. That's almost two servings.
Exactly. Well, Alyssa, where can we learn more about making smarter eating choices to eat healthier?
You could go to Atkins.com. There's lots of information about the program on there and some delicious recipes and a really, really lovely community.
Yeah, that's great. Well, Chef Diane, you got, speaking of, Mexican food, you've got a great recipe here. Mexican breakfast with portobello mushroom sounds absolutely delicious. Tell us about that.
Oh, yeah. I actually created this recipe with Alyssa in mind because she loves portobello mushrooms and she loves, you know, turkey sausage and cheese. I mean, who doesn't? And it's got, like, a real Mexican flair. It's one of my fortes is Mexican food. So it's just a stuffed portobello mushroom with some cheddar cheese, some tomatoes, cilantro, a little spread of avocado on the bottom of the mushroom, and then topped with an egg and then baked in the oven. It is...
delicious.
You'd be
I'm right with you, Alyssa. Come on, I'm getting hungry all over again here.
I know, hey, that, staring
and,
at it right now.
And I love the ingredient. The ingredients are fun, too. I mean, they're just kind of fun ingredients.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, yeah. But Mexican and Latin food is fun.
Oh yeah, exactly. Anyway. You got to turn the music. You got to turn the music up, right, Alyssa?
That's right.
You got to do it. Atta girl. And the Waldorf chicken lettuce wraps. Oh wow.
Yeah, that's great. I mean, that's just chicken with some walnuts, which again are healthy fats. Very little bit of apple, just to give you that little sweetness, but you don't need a lot because a little bit goes a long way. And some mayonnaise and a little bit of some spices, and it's in a Boston lettuce or a bib lettuce wrap, which really they're easy to pick up, and it's portable, and it's one of my favorite lunches. And it's crunchy texture.
I like what you're presenting here because you know what you're offering here is pretty easy. I mean, this is pretty simple, lickety split. We're not spending a lot of time, and it's healthy for you. So anytime you can have you know good healthy food and it's quick to put together and it tastes great, I mean that's a bonus. We got about a minute left. What about dinner?
Dinner, we've got vegetable noodles here with my homemade pasta sauce and some turkey meatballs with a little bit of Parmesan cheese on top. That is absolutely yummy.
Delicious.
Wow. Well, Alyssa, Chef Diane, thank you so much for coming on. Alyssa, congratulations on the career, being a mommy with two kids. I mean, what a great time. And we wish you all the best, both of you, for the new year. Happy New Year to you.
Thank you so much.
Thanks,
Bill.
All right, take care.
Thanks.
Bye-bye.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now. For not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
Make a resolution for the new year and improve your health with exercise, a healthy diet, and plenty of water in 2016. Keeping your body hydrated is essential for your health. While tap water may look and smell clean, it may contain contaminants that are picked up on its journey to your faucet, which could be harmful to your health. Make sure your water is cleaner by using an at-home water filtration system, like Pure's Advanced Water Faucet Filter System, which can greatly improve the quality of your drinking water. Pure's faucet filter systems are certified to remove over 70 contaminants, including 99% of lead, 92% of pesticides, and 96% of mercury. The faucet filters last up to 3 months or 100 gallons of water and reduce 10 times more contaminants than a leading pitcher. Pure's faucet filter systems are easy to install and require no tools and start around $20, making filtering water at your home simple. Improve the quality of your water by filtering with Pure and raise a glass to your health and hydration this new year. For more information, visit pure.com.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
Removing bad taste and odor from your drinking water is easy. Removing the bad stuff you don't taste is what ProPure does best. Water the way nature meant it to be.
clean, crisp, and refreshing. See the complete line of ProPure countertop, inline gravity, and household water filtration products. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com or call 800-544-3533.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 pain relief hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
Piedmont Attorney Spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with Principal Office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
It's only thematic, huh? We got to have this kind of music. Shane, we need this with the sound of a cash register ringing in the background. What do you think? You know, really, Star Wars, The Force Awakens, the fastest and highest grossing film of all time in these United States. Unbelievable. I knew it was rather phenomenal. Did you get a chance to see it yet yourself?
I did, and I loved it. I grew up, I was born in 1977, so yeah. I'm a huge fan.
So this is right in your wheelhouse. Oh, yeah, yeah, you're the same age as my son, also born in 77. And, it's just like, he just was so excited about it coming out. The thing was that amazed me, you know, when I was in the theater just sitting there, and you hear the rumbling of the kids. And just as the music began, and one of the first characters you see is BB-8. I didn't even know who BB-8 was. And you hear these 6- and 7-year-olds, BB-8, BB-8.
Yeah, they were, that, yeah.
And
yeah.
I'm going, what? You know, what happened? You know, I mean, suddenly you realize that you are old school because you don't even know who BB-8 is.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah, you can count my kids as some of those that were excited. So, yeah, I know all about that.
Yeah, it's absolutely amazing. Well, do we have Steve the Movie Guy connected with us? Hey, there it is. Well, we're talking, of course, the Star Wars buzz, Steve-O, and it continues. Steve, the movie guy, of course, direct from Hollywood, California, the movie capital of the world. And the town is buzzing with this franchise as the register continues to ring, right?
Well, the Force is awakened, and it's not going back to sleep. It's going to stay awake for some time. It has made, these numbers are just astounding, $742 million domestically in the first 17 days.
Wow.
$1.5 billion worldwide. I mean, it's just on fire. I saw it last weekend, and I had fun. It was, it was great to see the, original characters. We had, Harrison Ford and Carrie Fisher and Mark Hamill. It was great the way that they kind of blended the old with the new.
Exactly, right.
But it didn't blow me away. I don't know exactly how to say that. It was fun, but I thought to myself, my gosh, this is what is making all the money. But I'm glad it is. I'm glad the fans are happy, and I hope everybody sees it 5 or 6 times. I mean,
well,
they just may.
The Force Awakens, the new generation awakens with it, and it has plenty of money. It definitely does. There's no doubt about it.
Certainly. And China doesn't open until next weekend, so that's going to be a huge market. So who knows where the end is, but it's not in sight anytime soon.
Well, hopefully China's stock market squares away by then, so then,
it may save
the day. Afford the movie, right?
Absolutely, yes. Daddy's Home is another interesting film, which didn't get great reviews. Only 30% recommend it, and this stars Mark Wahlberg and Will Ferrell. But it has kind of been trailing in Star Wars' wake, and it's almost made $100 million so
far. Yeah, silently, but very successfully,
yeah,
right?
Under the radar there. Yeah. Daddy's Home doing very well. Hateful Eight was number three. Sisters, number four. Alvin and the Chipmunks. The movie that refuses to die, once again, number five. I actually had a chance to see Joy again last week, or for the first time last week.
I was going to ask you about that. I've had some interesting comments from various listeners on that, too, Steve. What did you think?
I love the movie. It's very well done. It has a great cast. Jennifer Lawrence is terrific. You also have Bradley Cooper, Robert De Niro, Virginia Madsen, David O. Russell has assembled his crew. And this is a terrific story, and it's the type of movie that you want to stand up and cheer at the end. I mean, I just loved it. You know, I would highly recommend it. What have you heard, by the way? Have you heard other things?
Yeah, the same thing. My daughter-in-law went to see it, and she was very enthusiastic. It said it was an encouraging movie, and probably fitting that it comes at the first of the year, you know, when everybody kind of wants to, you know, re-jettison the juices and, you know, think about business and opportunity and that sort of thing. They really saw this very positively.
Yeah, I did too. I love it. This is an interesting time of year because this is kind of a studio fire sale type year. Everything must go. Everything you have on the shelf, they're going to be getting out there at this time of year because a lot of attention is going to be on the award season, which is coming up. We had the People's Choice Awards last night, of course, and that's kind of kicks off the award season. And we're going to have many, many award shows coming up. We can talk about that later on. But we have one called The Forest, which hasn't been reviewed for the critics. Most of these movies haven't. The Forest is a horror film. Check out the trailer. I mean, it's not reviewed, but you may never go for a peaceful walk in the forest again. It's a scary film, starring people we don't know. This takes place over in Japan. There's a forest over there which is known for suicides. It's where a lot of people go to end their lives. And then you have this American woman who braves the mysterious, uncharted terrain to search for her missing sister. Yeah, check out the trailer. It's one that, like I say, may keep you awake. Also, a couple of movies that are getting wide releases. We have The Revenant, which has been in limited theaters so far. It's going wide this weekend. A lot of people are thinking this could be an Oscar nomination for Leonardo DiCaprio, directed by one of my favorite directors, Alejandro González Iñárritu, who gave us Birdman, remember, last year. This is The Revenant, of course, is a person who returns as a spirit after death. That's the definition of the term. Mm-hmm. This stars Leonardo DiCaprio as Hugh Glass. He goes on a hunting party, which is attacked by Indians in Montana back in 1823. He's attacked by a grizzly after that. His hunting partner and party want to leave him behind for dead. They do. He survives, comes back for revenge. Quite brutal, quite violent, but one that you're going to be hearing a lot about during award season. Mm-hmm. And then Anomalisa, which we've talked about before as well. This is a crazy movie, which is written and directed by Charlie Kaufman, one of my favorite screenwriters. He's the guy that gave us Adaptation and Being John Malkovich and Eternal Sunshine of the Spotless Mind. He's the guy that gave us this. This is a stop-motion animated adult comedy drama, okay?
Wow.
This is about a... these are puppets is what's happening here. But it's done very well. It's kind of a gauzy, sort of a dreamlike look. And 3 out of 4 stars in USA Today, 96% recommending. It's about a guy who's crippled emotionally, has a hard time connecting with people, leads this very mundane life until something out of the ordinary happens on a business trip to Cincinnati and things change. Rated R for language, adult themes, and nudity, which means we have these little
puppets. You got nude puppets? I was going to say, how do you get an R rating with puppets?
Well, they're running around without their little puppet clothes.
I guess. So Lordy.
Keep that in mind. But what you see, he's one of the more creative people out there, so you may want to check that out coming up this weekend while going wide. And then we have a couple of movies which are kind of interesting here. One was called Diablo, which is interesting because it stars Scott Eastwood, who's Clint's son, okay? Not rated for the critics, but this sounds like your dyed-in-the-wool, tried-and-true Western. We've got a young Civil War veteran. His name is Jackson, played by Scott Eastwood. He wakes up to find his beautiful wife kidnapped by a band of ruthless bandits. I hate it when that happens, but that's the case here. Now, with killers around every corner, the lines begin to blur between who the good and bad are, including Jackson. I guess he's a little confused as well. As the final gunfight looms for our hero, he is asked to risk it all for the woman he loves. This action-packed Western, according to the press release, takes twists and turns that will break even the hardest of hearts. Diablo, rated R, starring Scott Eastwood. You might want to check that out. Interesting, huh?
Is it only fitting that Clint's son, Scott, would be in a a little Western here? I mean,
take a look at the trailer or the poster, it looks like a young Clint Eastwood. I think they're trying to play that card.
But well, you got the gun out there and everything. I mean, you know, so for all the other, you know, all the Second Amendment amenders out there, I mean, hey, you can be encouraged by it. But,
show up for that one. another movie here, which looks interesting, you check out the trailer on this. It's getting great reviews. 83% are recommending Lamb. This is when a guy meets a young girl in a parking lot. He attempts to help her avoid a bleak destiny by initiating her into the beauty of the outside world. Sounds a little strange. Yeah. This journey shakes them in ways neither expects. That's called Lamb out there. And then we have another one called Anesthesia. Now, this has a great cast. Only 40% of the critics are recommending it, but this is about an ensemble drama set in New York City. It begins with a philosophy professor played by Sam Waterston. Now, he's stabbed after stopping to buy his wife, Marcia, flowers. Elsewhere, his daughter-in-law battles cancer. A student of his has self-harm issues. A junkie is dragged to rehab by a childhood best friend. And a suburban wife longs for the city.
Just another one of those cheery-type movies, huh?
Yeah, I know. Not exactly the feel-good movie of the weekend, but it's called Anesthesia. One critic says it's sincere but numbing.
You think? Well, what you do, you see this, and then you go see Joy, and that'll balance you out a little bit, right?
Yeah, I think you would have to.
Yeah,
get you back on track.
Wow.
And finally, I want to talk about the award seasons quickly, but we have The Masked Saint that's out this weekend, not reviewed for the critics, but it's kind of an interesting concept. It's based on a true story about one pastor's mission to help his community by risking his identity and returning to his former life as a wrestler. Now, the triumphant story follows one man's journey and struggle between helping others and the consequences he faces doing this. So that's out as well. It's called The Masked Saint. Want to talk about awards season? We had the People's Choice Awards last week.
Hey, let's get ready. I mean, we got it. We got to stretch out because they're going to be coming one right after another, right?
Yeah, this is it. We have the Golden Globes coming up, Critics' Choice, Producers Guild, Screen Actors Guild, Directors Guild. I mean, it goes on and on. But the Academy Awards on the February 28th, and Steve the Movie Guy will be there to let you know what happens, okay?
Well,
that's what's happening.
What did we learn from last night?
Well, it's kind of interesting. We learned that the favorite movie was Furious 7. You know, it's the People's Choice Awards, and then Martian was the favorite drama. And Minions beat out Inside Out for favorite family movie, which I thought was kind of interesting. And favorite comedy was Perfect Pitch 2. Check it all out online if you want to know exactly. They have all kinds of categories, all kinds of awards they give out at this thing. So it was the People's Choice Awards last night.
Tis the season. Steve, the movie guy. Steve-O, thank you so much. We'll see you at the Multiplex. Bring plenty of popcorn, you know. We've got plenty to look at as the Force awakens and stays alive and well. This is Bill Martinez live at 2 minutes before the top of the hour.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.